This is Toy Derricotte reading Gifts from the Dead. A student said, "I've been studying your line breaks and can't figure out how they work." I couldn't explain. All those years they fought their way to the surface like cats in a bag. But Lucille must have given me breath, because after she died, I noticed my lines started to look a lot like hers. She had told me, when you lose the flesh, you gain more power. In fact, that's the only gold a poet counts on, the power to give it away. When Ruth Stone died, she gave me a new way to pick up words, like those silver claws in grocery stores that pick up stuffed animals, and this time they don't leap away. Ruth had said, just put your hand up in the universe and a poem will jump in. It's crazy to trust yourself like that. But now I'm learning how to live. Even when she was getting chemo twice a week, Lucille would go anywhere they asked. Australia, Alaska, carrying her 30-pound purse, which she would never give up. No matter how we warned her, she did it for nothing. On her deathbed, she wouldn't leave until her daughters promised, "We'll be all right, you can let go." Ruthie, starlet, ribboned and soaked, fragile skinned, like a coat from a Chinese wardrobe in the Middlebury Goodwill, told us she wasn't going to die. That evening, after we sank her down in the hole they had clawed out that morning, we sat around the table where Marcia had planed the pine slats of her casket just the day before. Her last words, Marcia said, spoken really to herself, "Everyone has to die." Spooning her favorite cozy shack rice pudding right out of the plastic.